Recorded Books and RB Digital present Safe and Sound by Fern Michaels, narrated by Laurel Merlington. Prologue. There were those who referred to the Circle, a property in a residential area of Virginia, as an oasis. Others questioned why there would be an oasis in an area populated by an average number of human beings and a few four-legged creatures. The queries gradually died a natural death as the years passed because, to put it simply, no one cared enough to keep questioning something that didn't matter to them one way or the other. The truth of the matter was that the parcel of land in question was circular. A 13-acre plot of land with three homes on each side of the circle. The bottom half of the circle consisted of a massive hydraulic gate with a retina scanner to which one had to submit in order to gain entrance, unless one had a key to the gate. The message was clear. If you don't belong here, go away. Dead center, at the top of the circle but beyond its perimeter, was a long, low, sprawling one-story structure, constructed of aged pink brick and covered in ivy. A small burnished brass plaque near the wide mahogany double doors that might have been at home on the castle side of a moat in ancient times spelled out the words Eleanor Lyman Americus Institute. More often than not, it was simply referred to as Eli. The Eleanor Lyman Americus Institute hosted gifted children, all of whose IQs were off the charts. These were children who, at the age of 10, had graduated from high school and immediately